Good morning, and welcome to Industrias Romy's earnings release call for the results of the second quarter of 2021. It is worth noting that this earnings release call is being recorded and held in Portuguese with simultaneous translation into English, with slides available in the results center of our investors relations website at www.romy.com/investors. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will be on listen-only mode. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. Before proceeding, I'd like to clarify that this call is exclusively for investors and investment professionals, and that forward-looking statements related to the company's business prospects, operating and financial projections, and goals constitute mere forecasts based on management's expectations regarding the future of the company. These expectations are highly dependent on market conditions, the general economic performance of the country, the sector, and the international market, therefore, are subject to change. With us today are Mr. Luiz Cassiano Russolan, Chief Executive Officer, and Fabio Tayar, Chief Financial and Investor Relations Officer. The executives will first present the results of the second quarter of 2021, and right after, they will be available to answer your questions. Now I'll hand the floor over to Mr. Luiz Cassiano.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for participating in our Romy's earnings release conference for the second quarter of 2021. In the second quarter, we managed to execute our production increase plan very well, which resulted in revenue and margin growth. We also highlight the robust incoming orders in the second quarter of 2021, reflecting a strong order backlog that will support deliveries in the coming quarters. At the Romy machine unit, we had a significant increase in revenue and maintained solid order entry, which keeps the order backlog at a high level, consolidating the recovery of the domestic industry. In 2021, the new generations of machines launched in recent years are already the two best-selling product lines in both the domestic and foreign markets, further consolidating the Romy brand in the capital goods sector. At the roughing machine cast iron unit, we had a significant increase in revenue, and despite the very challenging inflation of some materials, we managed to maintain solid margins. Order entry remains strong both in the heavy parts segment and in other sectors of activity, such as commercial, automotive, agricultural, and earthmoving. The Burckhardt and Weber business unit, our operation in Germany, showed significant improvement in results compared to the first quarter. We were able to minimize the impact of the beginning of the pandemic in 2020, with order recovery in the last three quarters. This should reflect on improved results, especially starting the second half of this year. Our main challenge now is to execute the order backlog and look into projects for 2022, with positive outlook into the Asian market and the European market as well. With the pandemic, our main objective in 2021 remains to protect our main asset, the Romy team, their families, and our business partners. We have implemented a set of restrictive and protective measures to continue operating. The challenge in 2021 is still to increase the production of rough and machine cast iron parts. As we significantly evolve production this quarter, we are confident and very focused on continuing on this journey to serve our customers with excellence. Now I'd like to pass the floor to Fabio, who will detail the results of the second quarter of 2021. Welcome, Fabio. Thank you, Cassiano. And first of all, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our earnings release for the second quarter of 2021. So let's pass here the presentation. Here on slide 3, you have the highlights for the quarter. First, you see the EBITDA, where we reached 66.5 million, 246% approximately over the EBITDA for the second quarter of 2020. And this is much due to an increase in net sales, keeping the evolution, gross margin, and a effective control of operating expenses, allowing us to have this leap towards performance for the quarter. In terms of business, the incoming order for this quarter was very robust, reaching 365 million, 100% over the second quarter of 2020. In this case, we'll see later on that all the units represented increase that were significant in terms of incoming orders, and that allows us to, although have a net sales for this quarter very strong, we still have kept a relevant order backlog for the next net sales of next quarters. We can see here that we reached 675 million reais in June this year. That's an increase of 68.5% over June 2020. A bit in terms of the operating revenue and margins, we reached 351,400,000, which is something that we already had a perception based on the portfolio or the backlog at the end of the year that had to do with revenue. So we were able to get an increase of all that was in the backlog, and this gave us a nearly 79% increase compared to the second quarter of 2020. And with this greater increase, as I already talked about, an effective control over cost and expenses, we were able to have an important growth, reaching 245 million for the EBITDA compared to the second quarter of 2020. In terms of business units, starting with Romy Machines, net operating revenue increased 153% compared to the second quarter of 2020. And here, due to the resumption of orders from June 2020, and also important to mention that the foreign market starts to see a bounce back starting in 2020. And in this first quarter, we already have one of the best performances in terms of exports. Also started bringing revenue and also expansion of volume. And with that progress in volume of revenue and the control of costs and expenses, we had an increase of margin in this business unit. That's 15.5% expansion. For rough and machine cast iron parts unit, there was also an important increase of 103% approximately. And here, as I already mentioned, there's a continuity of deliveries of large parts and specifically for energy, and also a resumption that was very important in other sectors that is delivered by this unit. So that's why we have an increase that's quite important in the revenue that also helped in 6.8% of the operating margin grew. So a bit of the macro environment we see here on this graph, especially here on the gray curve where you can see the gross fixed capital. We can see that on the fourth quarter, it was already showing signs important of recovery. And in the first quarter of 2021, there was the continuity of such recovery. That means that with that environment of reduction of real interest rates, the exchange favoring, and
driving the industry to investments is reflected right here when we see the growth of fixed capital. Another point that we also see a positive evolution is the use of installed capacity. It started very well in the beginning of the year, close to 2014, where was the last time where there was a significant installed capacity at the time. It started to show a certain drop in 2021, much because of the increase of COVID cases and hospitalizations, lockdown, lack of bed in hospitals. But in May, we already see a bounce back that is quite favorable to improve this index, already reaching the levels of 2014, much over if we can see from 2016, 17, 2018, 2019, and also 2020. And when it comes to the industrial executive confidence, when the pandemic started, we see a valley there, and then there's a recovery. Started quite well, it ended quite well in 2020. In 2021, it starts at a drop because of the turmoil came about with all the increase of COVID cases. But in the last 3 months, we can see with the vaccination evolution, more optimistic outlook for the pandemic into the future. We see already 3 months of recovery, reaching here the index of 62 quantitatively and also qualitatively. When we look into this index, it's comprised of two elements: the confidence currently and also the confidence in terms of the future. Both show recovery, and that is very favorable for both customers who want to invest now and the ones that are planning to invest into the near future. So we ended the quarter at a level that was very favorable, and that's what we see on a daily basis, an increase in a moment that is quite positive of our customers for new investments. In terms of sectors that demand our product, for machines, there isn't much change. You can see there for machines and equipment, it has always been a big of a client of ours in terms of machine tooling. And this is very strong for beverage, machines for packaging, for job shops. We still see at a good level. The automotive has shown an increase, especially the commercial automotive, which is where we see the higher increase. Agricultural is still strong. And packing, we can see here, these are machines that are plastic blowers and injectors for packaging manufacturers. BW had a second quarter that was quite robust in terms of net sales. And sectors that are the clients, we are talking about those that manufacture machines and equipment, and also for companies that work with casting of engines and systems, motors and systems. So here, we can see with roofing machine cast iron parts, we see energy very strong, is a bit reduced from the bounce back of other sectors, especially commercial automotive. Construction also shows a recovery, as well as agriculture. So we see both the energy segment with continuity to the demand at a very good level, as well as the resumption of all these other three segments that the roofing machine cast iron delivers to. In terms of the net sales per business unit distribution, so we see an increase there of Romy machines in terms of increase, more than 150% in the revenue, but also reduction of the net sales of BMW, but it improved greatly compared to the previous quarter, but since it's under compared to 2020 and also rough and machine cast iron with greater participation, as we can see 100% increase. So we see 31% of the net sales. In terms of geography distribution, since we had this made in a way that was faster in Brazil, the resumption for Romy machines and for rough and machine cast iron as well, we see an increase of the participation of Brazil when we look at the first quarter. This is a bit of not very common when we look into the track record of Romy, but this was the case because of that reason. However, as mentioned, we see a resumption of B&W and also of Romy machines in the foreign market. And there is an outlook for the foreign markets to gradually recover a bit of their participation, helping in the results for the next quarters. Abroad, we see Europe is the greatest participation. BW is there, where we have most of Romy subsidiaries in Europe as well. Latin America, there was a growth here, which was quite positive. Latin America, South America specifically, following the economic performance of Brazil, we can mention Argentina, Paraguay, and even Peru growing when it comes to demand. So we are very well positioned in these countries, and the U.S. has been quite stable with a resumption that is a bit late compared to the other ones, but we see an improvement sign, and Asia has dropped from 12 to 4, mainly because Asia has B&W operations, and once you had a reduction of participation, you also have a drop the relevance of Asia in the net sales. In terms of order entry and backlog, we see Romy machines in the second quarter very strong in terms of order entry and backlog, which is very favorable. We have been very stable compared to the first quarter of 2021 and double compared to the second quarter of 2020. And year over year, we have 122.5% growth, which is quite relevant, showing here the continuity of the scenario in the domestic market and also the resumption of the order entry in the foreign market. Burkhardt and Weber machines, although quarterly, it's quite complex to analyze because of the way it's set. It has dropped. There was no orders, obviously. So here, on a longer period, we see a growth that is important, 297%. But I think what's most relevant to say is that in the last three quarters, BW has brought order entries more than 30 million euros in the last three quarters, and we start to see an increase of backlog order looking to 2022. And also for BMW, we have a pipeline and a volume of projects that are continuous or undergoing that is quite important. Rough and machine cast iron parts, there is a drop compared to the first quarter. In a way, it is quite normal to see that. That's the case when you have an isolation analysis of the quarter. So we see this compared to 2020, but we see here a 67% increase in total. So rough and machine cast had been with order entry that was strong, and there was a growth. And here, basically, we see the continuity of the orders of heavy parts and also a resumption of wind energy parts, agricultural also for, and also construction. So when we think about the second quarter of 2020, we doubled the number of orders, and also for the quarter, we have a bit more than the twice as much when compared to the first quarter of 2020, showing a good outlook. In terms of order backlog, we see that there was a significant net sales here that is significant. We see an order entry that's very robust, and this allowed us to keep a backlog order that is quite high for the next quarters. If we compare this June with last year, we see a growth of the order backlog of 68.8% due to the increase of the order increase in the second quarter of 2021. When it comes to cost of goods sold, we see the progress in terms of production. As Cassiano mentioned, we have seen an increase in operating efficiency, and this makes those costs that are fixed as labor depreciation and even industrial expenses lose relevance. We are able to reduce it. We see labor reducing here from 23 to 16, depreciation from 5 to 3, and industrial expenses from 5 to 4. And obviously, this has an impact in the variable part of the cost that has more representation here. There is also a part that is because of the inflation that we have mentioned, but mostly comes from the increase of production and the reduction of the fixed cost and improvement of the operating efficiency. In terms of profitability, gross margin, we see a great progress compared to 2020 with the evolution in terms of going from 115 million. And with what we already see aligned with a control that is very efficient in cost and expenses, we see an even greater growth going from here, as you can see, a 3.9 to 10.9, and we can see that there's from 10 to 56 million increase. If we think about EBITDA, we see something very similar. We went from margin of 9.8% in the second quarter of 2020 to 19% in the second quarter of 2021, which we see here, 19 million to 66.5 million of EBITDA. That way, we're also able to see a positive progress in the net profit. So we went from 11 million to 43, approximately 5.8 net margin to 12.5% in the second quarter of 2021. So when we analyze all these margins and the profitability by business unit, what we can tell is that is a great progress in net sales of Romy machines, as we talked about the resumption of the domestic market starting mid last year, and also end of 2020, the foreign market bounced back and helped in this, and also we improved in gross margin. And with the evolution of volume, we have a control and expenses improved. So we see a substantial growth of EBITDA reaching more than 25% of EBITDA margin for Romy machines. For BW is a bit different. It lost participation in terms of the net sales that was reduced. And this is 40% less. And this is because BW, in terms of net sales in 2020, since the delivery time is 12 months for its product, it already had the order backlog to deliver in 2020 that started in 2019. So the challenge for 2021 was the lack of orders during the critical moment from January to August of the pandemic, which made it harder to have an increase of orders for 2021. In any case, I believe that we are able, as we analyze each quarter, a great progress where we were able to get entry orders for 2021. And we see an improvement of the second quarter compared to the first. But since the first quarter was with a very low net sales, obviously, that has an impact in the gross margin and also in EBITDA margin.
and rough and machine cast iron parts, there was quite an increase, especially non-wind energy, making it show an evolution that was really great in gross margin and also of EBITDA margin, reaching 16.4% for the second quarter, and for this period is quite significant. In terms of cash, we reached 4.4 of net debt. This is the case usually in the first and second quarter because we refill our inventory to produce the machines, to manufacture them and deliver them. In the second quarter, you have a part of that allocation of capital for working capital to cash. So we used 50 million and most of that was allocated for inventory because if we take a look in terms of backlog, we still have a very strong order backlog and we are committed to deliver this for the second quarter of the year. In terms of share performance, it's much over Bovespa with good liquidity of the share for 2021, showing the evolution of our performance, the generation of adding volume to shareholders, and this has been quite important. And now, by the end of the second quarter, we will show again a progress compared to the previous one and also year over year. Well, I would say that I completed my presentation for the second quarter of 2021, and we are now available for any questions that you might have. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the Q&A session. We would like to remind you that this call is exclusively for investors and investment professionals. When asking your question, we ask you to identify yourself by stating your name and the company you represent. To ask a question, please type into the Q&A feature in the Zoom app. Or for spoken questions, use the raise hand feature so we can enable your microphone. The first question comes from Luis Lima from CNEA. Good morning, Luis. Well, for accounting purposes, we do recognize some of the margin of the business for rentals. Just so we can be on the same page, when we have the lease of a machine, we have a contract with the client and then we deliver that after contract signage and then we recognize the revenue through the period of payment of the contract. And we started to release some information about rental for this quarter. It's on our release, but just so that you can understand, right in the beginning of the release, we can show the CAPEX that we're investing on it. So for the 6 months of 2021, it was 19.4 million reais of CAPEX for machines that are for rentals, and for 2020 we had 22.3 million reais. So the rental business today we already have 41.7 million of CAPEX in this business, and we can show with the entry order where there's more relevance a total of contracts signed and how much for these first 6 months of 2021. So 2020 was 22.5 million of signed contracts And for these last 6 months were 16.1 million. And the total contract is 38.6 million. These are contracts of 12, 24 months. And after that, the machine comes back to Romy where we rework on it. And then we sell the machine according to our strategy for the rental business. So the revenue is the monthly basis revenue of the contracts that have been signed. Why don't we actually release margin and revenue? Because we are still at a starting point. We really enjoy this business where it's in our plan and we can increase more. And what we need the most is to have machine available so we can have that for sales and rentals. That's why we're in a journey of increasing production so that we can have more availability to be able to have more rentals, a short period of time to deliver for rentals. And in terms of the plans for new businesses and investments on capacity and efficiency, BW and Romy machines, we are doing good. We will keep doing all the investments in terms of efficiency for improvement on profitability. Many of these investments are carried out with the machines that we have, Romy or BW. We will get two more for the next quarter. Always, we want to increase efficiency for these units. For rough and machine cast iron, we're reaching our top capacity. So we have already projects to increase that and already some lines of machine cast. So we want to improve capacity without too much investment. So I believe that for the next month and quarters, we will keep carrying on and it will be pretty much the depreciation. Always focused on greater efficiency, okay? And in terms of new businesses, as I mentioned, we must increment the production. The team is doing a great job in terms of comparison with the first quarter of 2020, improvement of 65% and cast iron on 70. So we have an increase there, but we need a bit more. We are planning to have these increases month over month so that we can bring in more business, especially the one for rental and mainly to have exports, because we also see that there's a good demand of countries where we work in and we must have more product and availability to be able to capture all the opportunities. Okay, thank you. The second question comes from Thiago Gomes. Thank you, Thiago, for the question. And thank you for congratulating us for our results. I'd like to understand a bit more about the pressure of the cost of inflation in raw material. The lack of chips in the market has been impact in order and machine delivery. Well, first, inflation has been quite high in our costs, especially felt in the last quarter. But we are paying attention to that, and we have been able to work with passing down the price, pressing down to price the inflation that still gives us good margins. For Romy machine margins, when you look into it, it seems like it dropped compared to the first quarter, but we've already analyzed, and we see that there is no drop of margin. It was a change of product mix, where the machine that were sold on the first quarter had a better margin, and of the second quarter, the mix was different, and for that reason, there was a drop in the margin, but it's just due to product mix. So we are still able to keep the margins and the markup we need. For machined
we need to work fast because of the raw material cost, but we're still able to keep and have the pass-through of the cost for the end price. The lack of chip in the market has had some impact, especially automotive, light automotive, which is very important also for tooling, machine tooling, and there are some halts there where we see that with some clients, a 2-week halt or a bit more because of lack of component to them. For us internally, we haven't had that problem. We have been able to work with a supply chain network that is quite robust, where we have had a planning that was strong from last year, knowing of the increase of some components for chips that have greater impact on the electronic part of the machine. Our partners, some increased a bit the lead time, but we already had planned for that, but all of them are able to deliver according to our agreements and order. So for us, in terms of internal production, it's not an impact, but we do feel some of our clients that have an impact in production because of lack of chips. This question of Aparecida Martins from Caixa Asset, what the company expects in terms of inflation for the next quarter in terms of cost and also in terms of revenue. The company is able to pass down the cost increase because of inflation to end consumers. I think I've already answered. Yes, we do have that. We're confident enough. And for the next month, we have our system of inflation estimate, which is based on the quotes we have with the main suppliers to see what is the impact of inflation, and we're right on it to really make the decision so we don't have any impact in our margins. Thank you. Gabriel Maia. Good morning. How Romy will increase exports as the company is very dependent on the domestic market. We have been on a strong strategy to consolidate our brand in the foreign market. All the new generation of products for Ruffin Machine Cast Iron Center and all the other ones that we have been working on with this strategy, they already have much better strategy for the foreign market, from transportation all the way to machine characteristics. And we have been able to be quite successful when it comes to the foreign market. Just to illustrate that, the first quarter of 2021 was our best quarter for exports of machines of our current history for exports. And what's most interesting to say is that we always had as our top sold product the flatbed, which is a line of products where we do like, and it's quite recognized abroad. And the two new generations, which was from the lathing center and from the cast ironing center, already got much of a reference in the foreign market. In 2021 became the top leaders in the foreign markets, and flatbed now is third. So this shows that our strategy is working, and capital goods is different. We know it's a strategy that demands credibility in the brand, also services, support, and the client builds into that and trusts more. And over time, with strong work as we're doing, we'll be able to increase exports. And this is already possible. And this is something we've already done for the next, for the last 6 months. I would say this has been the last 6 months for entry order. And the two leading products show that the strategy is working. Thank you, Gabriel. The next is Conrado Carvalho. Thank you for congratulating us. There are five questions. First, here, talking about what's the purpose of establishing the subsidiary Romeo. And this is for financing, if necessary, of Romeo machines for our clients directly through Romeo. This is necessary because in the rental business, the expectation is to start having the machine rental delivering back so we can retrofit as new, and then Finami will not finance you secondhand machines. So that's why we have this subsidiary, which will work as a fintech and will offer this financing and over time other products for our customers, so it can work with them in a way that can be thorough. Second, since the beginning of this year, we have seen the shutdown of some companies in the automotive sector due to the lack of semiconductors. Is this situation present today at Romeo, perhaps with the halt of some specific sector? I've already answered, not for us. For us, we haven't had any halt, no downtime. We've been strong and focused on increasing production for the next quarter and for the next quarters to come because of the demand we have today. So is there currently a shortage of any raw material and or component capable of paralyzing any sector of the company? No. Our supply chain team has a detailed planning. It's quite complex the way we produce, but we believe on the way it works because it gives us an ability to react. And today we have not felt any downtime because of lack of component. Obviously, we feel the inflation, but I believe we've already mentioned that, and that way we're able, and we have been able, to pass that down to our clients. I've already talked about the machine rentals. I've talked about the total contracts, 38.6 million. And today, CapEx for this business is 41.7 million. We're very happy with good margins. It's still at the starting phase, but with more availability and greater production, we'll be able to speed up this business. Fabio will now answer the tax reform question. Good morning, Conrado. We internally have been very much keen on the tax reform proposal. We've been discussing many aspects related to that, not only in the dividend distribution with our tax consultants, but what I see in terms of dividends, despite having a tax over dividend and that way reduction on the corporate tax burden, our philosophy will still be the same, tends to be the same. There is a legislation on it. There's a public policy of the company, which has the dividend distribution of 1/3 of the profit on an annual basis. So I do not believe that because of the tax change, we will have the change of the concept of the company, what we do expect is to actually have, and if there is this tax reform over dividend, that there is some trade-off in terms of corporate cash. And that way, we believe on that, as we are at this moment in terms of profitability, that's quite favorable. This can even be favorable to the company if we have this reduction of the corporate and dividend. That means we'll have greater profits. So based on a greater base, we will have greater dividends. But all depends on a future situation. But I believe when it comes to the essence, there will be no great change. What we do expect is that the tax reform can be one that, if it will tax shareholders, that can bring relief to the corporate aspect so that there can be a balance out with some neutrality. Matthias' question. Good morning, Matthias. How are you doing? Thank you. When we compare the second quarter with the first quarter of 2021, there was an increase of over 40% of machine net sales, but the margin reducing. Is that because of a mix of products or other products? I've already answered that. It's a mix of product. We've already went through the analysis. Do you believe the lack of raw material for the production, especially of a low vehicles, can bring even greater orders? The light automotive sector is very important for us, and definitely this is not one that has been growing when it comes to machine selling. It comes from machine and equipment of service renders, providers, agriculture, trucks. All of them are the ones that have been investing more. So if light vehicles come back to a greater production, a more robust and a greater production of parts, most likely we will have an entry order at a level that will be high over the next quarters. But we will need to wait and see, because that's very linked to the economy. We need to have the capacity to react, and that's what's important, to produce and to be able to react to the volatility and the demands that we see with entry orders. Thank you, Matthias. Rafael Casoto, good morning. The machines for rental reflect in the increase of the order backlog. What's the impact? We've already talked about the extent to which in incoming orders it is a machine for rental. So right there, we have the contracts that have been signed. The one that is the CAPEX part is on the release. And for CAPEX, we had 19.4 million. And for contracts in the next last 6 months, 16.1 million new contracts. That is on for 2021 alone. Sergio Teixeira, what was the growth of the backlog compared to the quarters of 2019? Do you have that, Fabio? Good morning, Sergio. Just to have an understanding, if we compare, because since there is a seasonality in terms of orders, the first quarter, and then you have the growth on the second, we should compare the same. So if we look at the second quarter of 2019, the order backlog had an increase. So if today we have 605 million, that means it represents a growth of 78% growth compared to the second quarter of 2019. So if we look at the second quarter of 2020, 400 million with the 680, we have here a similar situation.
Roberto Teixeira Cleto. Good morning. We know that your sector has a very specific seasonality to it. Taking into account the strong incoming order for the first two quarters of 2021, what do you expect for the next two quarters of this year? Should we see some break in the seasonal effect, or can we expect even stronger incoming orders in the quarters ahead? Roberto, it's hard to project that. In the past, we decided not to have those guidance because of the volatility to the market, and we are in a year, or in the last two, that has shown great volatility because of the impact of the pandemic, that we did not know how it could impact the business of the company. And another effect that I have great conviction of, where we see things more and more solid, is the interest rate effect in Brazil. The interest rate, the real interest rate, is very low, and this does encourage investment. So it's really hard to foresee the quarters to come, but we're ready to react. We have been increasing, and we believe that we must increase the output, the production, so that we can deliver it to a market that can be stronger, but it's hard to project. I believe that Brazil did not invest for a long time, especially because of high interest rates and non-growth of the economy. If we expect an interest rate that settles and that we have a economy that keeps increasing, we are ready for a stronger incoming order flow. But it's hard to predict with the volatility we see today. We have one more question. Here, Giuliano saying he's an investor. I'd like to know more about potential acquisitions and expansions of the market into other countries. Do you have plans to be presented here to us? Oh, thank you for your question. In terms of acquisitions, we have a very defined internal process. We have a new business director, and today we're much more focused in getting more from the existing assets, increased production, bringing excellence, margin. That's how we've grown. And with the foreign market, as Cristiano mentioned, the process is of consolidating the brand, specifically in markets where we're already at. And in terms of our share, which is still very small, but the new generations of products, as we have had in the last 2 years, have been very successful, and we greatly believe that we will grow more and more with this mindset of a global product mindset with a robust brand. So we will keep having that in the short and long run, especially in the countries where we are already in. As there are no further questions, I'd like to hand the floor over to Mr. Luis Cassiano for his final remarks, noting that Romy's Investor Relations Department is available to answer any other question. Please, Mr. Luis Cassiano. Thank you, everyone, for taking part in our earnings release call for the second quarter of 2021 for Industria Homes. Our Investors Relations Department is available if you'd like to have any more questions answered, and we'll see you next quarter. Have a good day. This concludes Industria Homes' earnings call. We appreciate everyone's participation. Have a good day.